topic is a little bit of a narrow topic. I think we have 45 minutes worth of material here. This is the first time that I've handed out something that is actually already edited. So really, this time, if you see problems, typos, and things like that, let me know. I only noticed two mistakes so far in the post-editing phase, but of this particular article. But what we're going to talk about tonight is Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo, which is almost universal, that you go to shuls and during the Birchas HaShachar, and during Chazar Sashat, you hear it. So there are a number of things to think about over here. First of all, it doesn't appear in Shas. The idea of saying Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo when you hear the Shem Hashem doesn't appear in Shas. And whenever you have something like that, something that's a almost universal minhag that doesn't appear in Shas, you question, like, how did it become so popular? What's it based on? What's the strength of the minhag? Second, is it a minhag or is it a chiyuv? Meaning, is someone in violation of something by not answering Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo? A lot of people I noticed, you know, just when they're tired or whatever, you don't hear amens being answered. Amen, you have to answer amen when you hear a bracha. You're not supposed to just ignore a bracha. There should be it doesn't have to be, you know, like I tell my talmidim, a color war amen. You know, it doesn't have to be at the top of your lungs, but you have to answer amen to a bracha. Do you have to answer Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo when you hear the Shem Hashem? And if you do, why don't we always do it? I mean, you hear someone say Baruch Priya Eitz. You ever hear anyone ever say Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo on someone else's Baruch Priya Eitz? Even when the Amen craze was going on, where right, this was a thing that people were going around telling everyone, you have to listen to my bracha so you could say Amen, getting just one word, the book. It was like a big deal. It's still a thing. Okay, so even with that, you never hear anyone. We should start a new movement, you know, with literature and everything. Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo, just four words. So, but you don't hear that. Even when someone makes a Birchas Hanen, and you never hear Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo. A family is lighting Neiros Chanukah, and someone makes a Birchas Mitzvah. You ever hear Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo? Kiddush. You're saying Kiddush. You know, no one says Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo. They say Amen at the end of the Kiddush. So why is that? If there is this inyan to say Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo in a bracha, and you hear the Shem Hashem, you would imagine it should be all over the place. So why is it that there are certain situations where we don't say it? And then you'll also notice that there are people that don't say it during Chazar Sashatz either, or even during Birchas HaShachar. So there must have been some pushback. And I'm not saying people out of laziness or out of disinterest or, you know, lack of interest in participating in davening. No, people who are very, very much into davening, people who are paying attention to every single word of Chazar Sashatz, may even be standing with their feet together as if they were engaged in a Tfilas HaTzibur and still aren't saying Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo. Why would that be? What is it? What would the pushback against Baruch Hu V'Baruch Shemo be? So in order to begin, we have to know what it's based on. Where does it come from? So it's not explicit anywhere in Shas, but there is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and the good thing about the edited version of this is the actual sources are italicized, so it's easier to find. So on the first italicized source on page 1, Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, that when you call out the Shem Hashem, when I call out the Shem Hashem, we should ascribe greatness to God. Amar lehem Moshe Yisrael. So this was Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael, B'shosh ani maskir shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atem hovu godel. When I say Shem Hashem, you should do something. You should respond in a way that ascribes greatness. Chanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zecher tzadik levracha. Amar lehem Navel Yisrael, B'shosh ani maskir tzadik olamim, atem tenu bracha. I think it's very fascinating that the Gemara then makes that connection. Zecher tzadik levracha, but who's the tzadik we're talking about? The tzaddik olamim. When we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it demands a bracha. You say the Shem Hashem, it's almost like Reb Chaim's word in Birchas HaTorah, that it's like, there's Torah, so it just demands the response of a Birchas HaTorah, the Chefzer Shel Torah. So Chefzer Shel Shem Hashem just demands a response. It demands a Baruch Hu, Lav Dafka Baruch Hu Shemo, it demands a response. It demands some sort of statement of the greatness of God. You can't hear God's name without saying something about, yes, you know, I hear an amen, you know, like, something that says that this is worthy and that this is great. It's interesting that it quotes Zecher Tzadik Levracha, because Zecher Tzadik Levracha is quoted in other contexts as well, not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zecher Tzadik Levracha, we talk about using when about real tzaddikim, saying nice things about real tzaddikim, remembering actual, regular, human tzaddikim, Livracha. And it's the flip side of Shem Rishayim Yirkav, which the Gemara says is the reason we dafka don't mention the name of a Rasha. To the extent that there's only one halacha in all of Shas, as far as I know, about naming children. People very often, it's a disproportionate amount of shilas are asked about naming children in comparison to how many lines in Gemara there are, how many actual halachas there are about naming children. There's one halacha about naming children. Don't name your child after a Rasha. That's it. Why? Shem Rishayim Yirkav. We darshan that from a pasuk. Shem Rishayim Yirkav. That's everything else is minhag. After the living, after the dead, can I use this name? Combined names. All everything else is minhag. Kabbalistic. A lot of the stuff is Kabbalistic also. But the only one like real halacha, Shem Rishayim Yirkav. And the flip side of that is Zecher Tzadik Livracha. As much as we don't want to mention the name of a Rasha, we do want to mention the name of a tzaddik. So whenever we're able to, we mention the name of a tzaddik. So let's keep that in the back of our mind, that the Gemara uses that same phrase that we normally use for human beings in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tur says, Beferish in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, and this is the first source that I'm aware of that actually talks about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, Vishamati Me Abba Mori. The Torah quoting his father, and his father is not just the father of the Torah, his father, of course, is the Rush. Shaya Omer Al Kol Bracha Ubracha Shaya Shomea Bekol Makom. He said on every bracha that he heard anywhere, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Vizel Shabar Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Shem Hashem Ekrav Godel Elokeinu. See, the Gemara is very non-specific. Moshe Rabbeinu says, whenever the Shem Hashem appears, Hava Godel, say something great. Doesn't say how, doesn't say what. Torah says, my father formulated Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo as the appropriate response when you hear the Shem Hashem. It would therefore turn out it's a Kiyum Daraisa, that this is a significant Kiyum. Rashi in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, says Rashi, Kishabab Moshe Liftoach B'divrei Shira, Amar Lehem LiYisrael Ani Avarech Tchila, Batem anu acharai amen. That Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Kishem Hashem Ekrav Godol Elokeinu, is not saying that whenever you hear the Shem Hashem, make up some statement of great praise. No, it's when I say a bracha, Hava Godol Elokeinu, answer amen. It's all about amen. Kishem Hashem Ekrav bebracha, atem Hava Godol Elokeinu, ba amen. Hachi mefarish lo b'maseches Yuma. And Rashi says that's what the Gemara in Yuma is about. It's not about some other statement of the greatness of God. So according to Rashi, it's really about Amen, not about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. It's not any chiyuv whatsoever to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Al kol bracha shadam shomea b'kol makom omer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Not chayiv lomar, not sarich lomar, omer. Not nagu lomar either, omer. So it's just like, it's what we do, it's something that we say. Now, the Tur goes on to say that if Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is a kiyum of Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he says, you know, think of that other halacha we have of Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that we always want to mention the praises of a tzadik and make a simple kal v'chomer. That if there's a kiyum, if there's an actual kiyum of praising a tzadik when you hear a tzadik's name, so kal v'chomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's going to be an actual kiyum of some din to ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, those who know these things quote from the Arizal that there are some major Kabbalistic reasons to recite Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So essentially, what we have is either it's a Kiyum Daraisa, based on Kishem Hashem Ekrav Gadol Elokeinu, or no, that's only about answering Amen, yeah, maybe a nice thing. But the second possibility of why to say it is not Kshem Hashem Ekrav, but maybe it's Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that's our second possibility, and it's a Kal V'chomer, that if we're Zecher, a regular Tzadik Livracha, Kal V'chomer will be Zecher Hashem Livracha. And third is that it's Alpi Kabbalah, that there's some reason, Alpi Kabbalah, whatever that reason might be, that there's some deep significance to Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Now, there are those achronim that suggest that you can spice it up a little bit. If, let's say, you feel like Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is not really enough of a praise of Hashem. So you want to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo HaGadol. Not just, why would you say Shemo HaGadol? So there's a discussion in Tosfos and Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara over there tells the story of Rabbi Yossi was in the Churva, and he was davening, and Eliyahu HaNavi was waiting for him outside, waiting till he was done, which is not bad if Eliyahu HaNavi is waiting for a person. And they had a little conversation afterwards, and Eliyahu HaNavi says to him, well, what did you go into a churva for? It's a dangerous place. You shouldn't do that. Better to daven a tefillah katsara on the derech. And Rabbi Yossi said, you know, let me know what's going on up in Shemayim. Like, what are they saying? And Eliyahu HaNavi says, well, whenever Klal Yisrael says Yeheshma Gadol Mevarech, whenever Klal Yisrael says Yeheshma Gadol Mevarech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I forgot the exact lashon, Oilo La'av Shehigla Es Banav, that woe unto the father who sent his children into exile. And essentially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassesses the Churban and reassesses Galus. That's how big a zechus of saying Yeheshme Gadol Mevorach. The Tosus over there on the spot says, that's interesting, we don't say Yeheshme Gadol Mevorach, we say Yeheshme Rabba Mevorach. And there's a big discussion about, Tosus points out, about where to put the comma in that phrase. Is it, how does it go? That Yeheshme, the shame ka, let the shame yud ke be rabba, be great, or is it meaning that the rabba is what should happen to the shame Hashem, or is it yehei shmei rabba, let his great name mevorach le'olam le'olamayah be blessed forever and ever? So Tosfos says, you see a raya from that Gemara that it calls it shmei hagadol. Shmei hagadol means his great name. It doesn't mean let the name be great. It means the great name. So there is this notion of not just referring to Hashem as the great name of Hashem, but that it accomplishes something special when you refer to the Shem Hashem as the great name of Hashem. So why not throw that into the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo also? You can say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo HaGadol. So the Eliyahu Rabba says, don't do that unless it's during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And he says, even in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the minhag seems to be not that way. Why not? Meaning, what's the downside of doing something like that? So in Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim, he writes that there is, whenever Chazal formulated brachos, there's a matbea shetavu chacham mebrachos. There's an exact text that they wanted for brachos. And once you start playing around with the text, you're messing things up. Now certainly, if you're going to say that the makar of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is Kishem Hashem Ekrav Godel Elkeinu, and it could be anything that's Godel Elkeinu, so adrabah, the greater the praise, the better it is. If you say Zecher Tzadik Levracha also. But once you're saying Alpi Kabbalah, that there are these deep mystical meanings to specifically these four words, so it could be Kolamosif Gareya, that you're ruining some of its, and again, I'm way out of my league over here, but it could be that you're ruining some of its significance by adding to the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. However, the Nod B'Yehuda, even when it comes to real brachos, the Nod B'Yehuda discusses Birchas Erisin, and he writes as follows. This is in the larger italicized section of page 2. Shani Omer, af ma'adin shel alachtom vuav v'chasam. Let's say you have a bracha that's not supposed to get a final sentence at the end. And you did, you added a sentence. Af shavra, meaning you added a baruch ata Hashem at the end of a long bracha that wasn't supposed to get one. Af shavra lo sisa, you may have violated saying God's name in vain, which is a machlokas rishonim also, when you say a bracha levatala, is that the same as lo sisa? Or is bracha levatala only in isser midrabanan? Because lo sisa is to say God's name in vain, which just means you're saying Hashem's name. But saying baruch ata Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, shakol niyeh bedvaro, even if I happen not to be eating or drinking anything right now, it's all true. You know, God is blessed, he's the Melech HaOlam, and Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro, everything happens based on his word. It's all good, it's all true, it's a very nice thing to say about Hashem. So that may not be a violation of Lo Sisa Midaraisa. It may only be a violation of Midrabanan of Brach Levatala. But nevertheless, says the Nod B'Yehuda, even if it is, Mikamakam Levsid Brachaso, you still don't lose the Bracha. Shari Birich Kitikno, Raksha Hosif Lubesov, Baruch Ata Hashem Akadesh V'chulei. The idea of Mishan and Matbeah Shetovacham Mebrachos, that you're messing around with the bracha, you're changing it, and therefore you lose the bracha, is only if you mess around with the middle of the text of the bracha. But if you say the entire bracha, and then you add to the bracha, that's not a violation of Mishan Matbeash Tavu Chachamim. That's not called that you corrupted the bracha in any way. Why not? Because at any point, if you could say, all right, what if I would have stopped right here? Is my bracha a bracha? Yeah, so it was a good bracha. So what, because I continue, it makes the bracha that I already said I was already yotze, you're now going to take away my kiyum of the bracha? Meaning, why would I lose a kiyum that I already have? It's one thing if I never, Mishan Matbeash Tavu Chachamim bracha, I just make up my own text, so I never said the bracha. So I understand that's going to be a problem. I never said the bracha. But once I already said the bracha, I could say whatever I want afterwards, and, there are dal minim shabalulav. So if I take my lulav dal minim, and then afterwards I decide to pick up the shtender and shake it, and to whatever, and I decide it's silly, it doesn't do anything, but it doesn't take away my mitzvah. I already did my mitzvah. My mitzvah's over already. So if that's the case, if that nodibud is correct, there's nothing lost by adding more words to something after you've already said it, in terms of, unless you're adding a new bracha. Adding a new bracha is a violation of bracha levatel, but not over here. You want to say baruch hu baruch shema agadol, so that would be fine. The thing is, no one says that, as far as I know. I don't know. Anyone ever see a minhag that people say baruch hu baruch shema agadol? I don't think of it. No, I've never seen it. So let's get to practically. Why would it be said at certain times and not at others? Now, we're going to go to those who do say it. We now know why people say it. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, reasons Al Pi Kabbalah. Why do those who say it not always say it? Why isn't it said at Kiddush? Why isn't it said when you hear someone say a Baruch Priya Eitz? Why is it not always said? So, L'chora, nothing we heard so far should explain why it's not always said. All three reasons, it should be said whenever you hear the Shem Hashem. And the truth is, the Aliyah Rabbah writes that it's lav dafka bracha, even if you just hear Hashem's name, stam. Always say baruch hu baruch shemo. You know, your kid comes home from school and says, I love Hashem, or Hashem took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, oh, baruch hu baruch shemo. That would also be a kiyum, just by praising, it's our version of praise the Lord. You know, you hear the shame, so right away that's their version of baruch baruch shema. But that's it should demand an immediate response. I found in Ramanasha Klein's tshuvas, if you look in the top of page 3 in Mishnah Lachos, he writes ubedvar shasha'al minoha milsal minog she'enon baruch baruch shema baruch sanenin. Where does the minog come from that people don't do it? And he already alludes to what we'll have to discuss. If you need that bracha for yourself, so certainly in your own bracha, you're not allowed to just throw in extra words like baruch hu baruch shemo. So if you're listening to someone else's bracha and you need that bracha to be yotzei, so throwing in a baruch hu baruch shemo in the middle may be problematic. But what about if I don't need the bracha for myself? My friend is having a coffee and he says shakol ni abedvaro, and I'm not doing anything. So why is it that people don't say it? Vehecha minig bebirchas haTorah be'aliyah leTorah. Or for example, someone gets an aliyah. You ever hear people say baruch hu baruch shemo when people say birchas haTorah when they get an aliyah? Why not? So fear ni estaiti lo riisi minagzeh she'in lo baruch hu baruch shemo k'shem varkin birchas nenin meinu rotzal atziz bracha zu. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. And who doesn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema and Baruch Priya Eitz? Like, I mean, come on. he never heard of it? He never heard of people not saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shema on a Birch Sananin, on a Birch Sator? Adrabah, Anachnu Nisarnu Masirin Kein Lomar. In Ungvar, that we absolutely are careful about this. Va'adrabah, B'shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Sim Kuf Chav Dal Tzivhei Kosval Kol Bracha Shadim Shomea V'kol Mokom Baruch Baruch Shema. So like he's proving his point by saying Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shovel said. The Shovel knew it was fair to Shulchan Aruch. That's why the Shovel was asking, why does no one do it? So he's like, of course everyone does it. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you do it. So of course V'lashna Kol Bracha Mashma Kol HaBrachos B'li Hevdel V'ulay Nishtarvi V'aminog V'mekom Shnagu Latzis B'birch Sanen V'kom Shnagu Har M'ash M'az V'lita. Interesting that he refers to this as a litvish minig, to not say your own amotzi lechem min haaretz when you get your challah. Pashtus is you're not allowed to say your own amotzi lechem min haaretz when you get your challah, because you need to be yotze lechem mishnah. The only way to be yotze lechem mishnah is to be yotze with a bracha that someone said on lechem mishnah. So if they said a bracha and you were not being yotze with their bracha, and then they hand you a challah, So when you're saying Hamotzi Lechem Eretz just on your challah, so you're not saying your Hamotzi on Lechem Mishnah. So Pashtus is, it's a problem. The Chassidish Minhag needs some explanation, but there is a Chassidish Minhag that way, that everyone says their own Hamotzi on their challah. It's Chassidish Minhag also that women come in 10 minutes later from the kitchen after they washed and first eat the challah and don't seem to actively participate in the Lechem Mishnah, essentially just relying on, saying those that eat at the same table, but they essentially relying on those that... On the idea that since this came from a Lechem Mishnah, that's good enough, even though you're not actually participating in Lechem Mishnah. This is what my friend Rabbi Shai Shechter told me the first time he was at Rav Asher Weiss's house. He said, the Rebbetzin, I came in like 5 minutes later after Rav Asher made the Lechem Mishnah, whatever, and like, Rav Shai like freaked out. Like, he'd never seen this before. Like, he didn't know, like, what is this? He called his father after Shabbos. I don't know what's going on. Like, I thought, like, he's so into halacha, but like this whole, you know, where's his wife's lechem mishnah? And you know, Rav Shechter had to calm him down a little bit. You know, this is a long-standing Chassidish minhag. This is not like something that was just invented yesterday. So Rav Menashe Klein says maybe that's why people got confused. And wherever you say this is, I know it's not Ungvar, but wherever you say this is, that people don't say Baruch HaBaruch Shemo when they hear other people's Baruch Sanenin, maybe that's because they got confused from not saying Baruch HaBaruch Shemo when they're listening to Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz around the Shabbos table. And since what most people know about brachos, they do from the Shabbos table, because that's the only time people actually sit down and calmly recite brachos out loud and bench, you know, nicely and whatever. So that's, you know, there's a whole generation of certain segments of the Orthodox community that think that benching is only for Shabbos, because that's the only time that people actually sit and bench nicely. So maybe that's where they got this impression. There, if you're relying on the amotzi of the balabayis, so then you're not allowed to say Baruch Baruch Shemo. So therefore, they just carried this over. That whenever you have to worry about a hefsek, you don't say Baruch Baruch Shemo. So essentially, Rav Menashe Klein says, whenever you're not being yotzei with that bracha, whenever you don't have to worry about a hefsek, absolutely you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. However, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, it's a minag. Meaning the whole thing is only a minag. So the heichad nagu nagu, heichad lo nagu lo nagu. So people are knowing they do it during Chazaras Hashatz. Wherever your minag is, that's where you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. He doesn't get too excited about this. So that's one. One is in terms of other people's Baruch Sanenin and things of that nature. Rav Menashe Klein is on the side that, of course, you have to say it. That's what it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Moshe says, okay, so it's a minhag, so we're not going to get so worked up about it. The second point is what we already referred to. Rav Menashe Klein pointed out, but it comes in from much earlier poskim. Magen Avraham writes in Kuf Chav Dalet, Upashut dim asuk b'makom sheino rashe lahafsik, Asula Umra, that it's obvious. If you're holding somewhere where you're not allowed to be mafsik, then you're not allowed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because that's a hafsik. Rav Moshe writes, Ubidvar ani is Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, hinei ein bazeh shum chiyuv, v'lchein ein lahafsik b'pesukit zimra, v'lo ben aprakam avshon l'main sham, tameinu chiyuv, v'lo gara milishal m'pnei hakavod. So Rav Moshe makes an important distinction. Even where you're not allowed to be mafsik, you're allowed to say amen in certain places that you're not allowed to be mafsik, because amen is no worse than being shoel mipnei hakavod. The Mishnayos and Brachos talk about what you're allowed to say at which points in the Birchas Kriya Shema, between the paragraphs of Kriya Shema. So when are you allowed to be shoel? When are you allowed to be meshiv? Mipnei hakavod, mipnei hayira. Says Rav Moshe, okay, it's not being meshiv because no one's talking to you. It's being shoel, and it's at least mipnei hakavod. So that's what amen is. But Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, there's no chiyuv. So since there's no chiyuv, mimeila it's aser. Meaning if you're not obligated to do it, you can't do it. If you're obligated to do it, it rises to the level of shol mipnei hakavod. Rabbi Tzal Stern in the Bitzal HaChachma writes as follows, in the bottom page 3. Muvan shekenu gam b'nogei l'anis Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Shalf b'sham v'rich omer b'mihirus. Baruch Hashem al kenim al-chlam, b'li kol hafsik. A lot of times this happens. You have someone who is saying Baruch HaShachar, and he doesn't pause for everyone to say Baruch HaShachar, or Chazar HaShachar, And he doesn't give people a chance to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. He's just reading it right through. Yachal HaShomei Alanos Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, Ki HaBracha Kula Bevadei Chativa Achas V'chod Demil Sihi, V'gam Ki HaMavarichu Shapasha Shalom Himtin V'kol HaNechtami Dila El. Very strange. I would have said, okay, so it's if you're a Rav Moshe Jew, you say it's a minhag, so when it's you can accommodate the minhag, great. If you can't accommodate the minhag without losing something, so don't do it. Rav Salzer says, it's not your fault that this guy's not pausing, so say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, it's his problem. Why is it his problem? You're the one that's not hearing the bracha. Meaning, you need to hear the bracha. You're going to want to answer a main to that bracha. You don't want it to be a main yisoma. He thinks that it's his problem. However, he says, that's only if you'll at least finish your Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo by the time he finishes his bracha. Because you can't miss an amen for it. That far, he says, you know, amen is a chiyuv, so you can't miss an amen because you're too busy saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. So essentially, if there's enough time to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo and answer amen, say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo even if you're missing the bracha by doing so. So part two, where it's going to be a hefsik, where you need the bracha, so one should not recite Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. Where it's going to be a hefsik, where you're not allowed to be mafsik. One should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. That seems to be clear. Third category is a bracha that you need to be yotzei your chiyuv. The Darkei Tshuva writes that you're allowed to say even lechatchila Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo on a bracha you need to be yotzei. Typically in most shuls, right before Tkiyah Shofar, they announce right before Tkiyah Shofar, everyone should have in mind to be yotzei the bracha with the tokeya, and should not recite and should answer amen to his bracha, but not Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. So why do they say not Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo? Because we're working with the assumption that, like the Mishnah Berurah holds that you're not allowed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo when you're relying on that bracha for yourself. So that seems to be machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Darkei Tshuva. And even according to the Mishnah Berurah that you're not supposed to do it, it's a further machlokas if you did it. If you said Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, were you yotze the bracha? Does it ruin the bracha even b'diavad? Does it make it that your bracha even b'diavad is not a valid bracha? Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, "B'kol makom shashomea bracha miskaven latzis dechavas b'shmiyaso." Wherever you're listening to a bracha, having in mind to be yotzei, kiddush, havdalah, birch saperos v'amitzvos, lo yana baruch baruch shmo shari shomea ka'ona. Because it's as if you're saying the bracha, and you're not allowed to say baruch baruch shmo in the middle of your own bracha. V'asal hafzik b'amtzav bracha. V'efshar. And even b'di'eved, you're not yotzei, because you're breaking right between the shame and the malchus of the bracha. You're adding in an extra phrase. Absolutely not yotzei, or not absolutely, but very likely not yotzei, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Mishnah Berurah quotes Mechayei Adam, not sure if b'di'eved you're yotzei. Rav Moshe says probably not yotzei. So significant deos in poskim. That if one says Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo when they're not supposed to, then they're not yotzei. I would argue that's probably the answer to Rav Menashe Klein's question. The question is why it is that people don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo when they hear other people's Birchas HaPeros and other people's Birchas HaTorah and other people's, is that it, the minhag, meaning like Rav Moshe said, Hecha Shenagu Nagu, but why did the minhag develop that way? The minhag developed that way in places where there's nothing to be confused about. You know, it's something in shul that's a part of davening that you know it's localized to that area. That it's chazaras hashat, it's birchas hashachar. That's where the minhag developed. Because in those brachos, you're almost never relying on those brachos. But any time you're going to get to a kind of bracha where it could be a yes, it could be a no, depending on the situation, so we want to stay out of that. If you're starting to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo to everything, you're going to do it by Kiddush, you're going to do it by Abdullah, and then it's going to be a problem that even b'di'avad you're not going to be yotzei. So that's going to be a problem. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes those who are very machmir to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, and then he says that this is really an Ashkenazi Sfardi thing. And he writes, "Menhaga dekol eidos Ashkenazim kan b'Yerushalayim b'kol makom." Who a hepech haborur mashmi idim may nogeis leidus hasfaradim. the Ashkenazim do completely the opposite of Sfardim. V'kuli alma yadi miktanim v'agadolim da'asu lahafsik b'anias baruch baruch shema b'kiddush shom yasim v'dechavaso o birchsamotzi. Everyone knows from the youngest age in Ashkenazi communities, we don't do this. We don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo by Kiddush, by Amotzi, by Shofar, by any of these things. By the Sfardim, he says, it's much more Mekubal. By the Sfardim, it's become much more of what they do. So it seems to be Talui in different Minhagim, but certainly for us Ashkenazim, we would say that Lechadchila, definitely not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo when you're relying on the Bracha. But even beyond that, maybe even if you did it, at least to be concerned b'diavad that maybe you weren't yotzei the bracha, but probably we would tell you not to repeat the bracha because no one was particularly confident to say with absolute certainty that we were not yotzei the bracha. Let's skip ahead a little bit. It is yadua that those who don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, it emerges from the base medrash of the Gra. Not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. What's less clear is why the Gra was against it. But apparently, and you know, this is not the kind of thing that you could just easily dismiss. This doesn't come, you know, when the Gra was fighting various minhagim that the Hasidim were developing, it's because they were developing them, you know, in his day and age, in his generation. So like, where do you come off? Like making new things, you know, when the Nodav Yehuda screams about L'shem Yichud, it's like, because it doesn't appear anywhere. How come none of the Rishonim talk about L'shem Yichud? How come none of, it's not anywhere in Chazal? Over here, we're dealing with something that a significant Rishon, the Rush, at least as reported by the Tur, and it seems to be, based on the Gemara, a kiyum of something that the Gemara says one is supposed to do. So to just like dismiss the whole thing is not so easy. So where does that come from? Where does it come from that the Gra seems to reject Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo? So the first source is in Maisa Rav. In page 5, in the middle of the page, the Maisa Rav writes, V'lo hikbir al Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. The Gra was not makbir on Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. Ki ashatz enu mamtin at shetich l'mipi ha'am, u'mafsid chazaras ha'tfila. Very simple explanation. Chazaras ha'shatz is not just for the Shliach Tzibur. Chazaras ha'shatz is for all of us. And we're supposed to listen to every word of Chazaras ha'shatz. It's impossible to do that if we're talking. Talking could be talking to our friends, but it could also be saying other words. It could be learning. So it's impossible to hear every word of Chazaras ha'shatz unless the Chazan is going to pause and give you enough time to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. Now, if that's the explanation, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't say it at Birchas HaShachar. Meaning, if you're saying your own Birchas HaShachar, like I think most people do, and you're not being Yotze with the Chazan, his Birchas HaShachar, so you have no requirement to hear every word of his Birchas HaShachar, so why not? So according to the Gra L'Chora, you should say it by Birchas HaShachar, and you know what? If you're in a place where the Shliach Tzibur is considerate enough, and has the time that during Chazaras HaShatz he pauses for everyone to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, then even the Gra L'Chora, according to this understanding of the Gra, why not? It's not about Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo per se, it's about the way it often comes out. However, there's another reason why the Gra may have rejected the possibility or the idea of saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. That's Noz Beis, Va'ani Shamati Mishmo, the Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo have a hefsek. The Amen Kai al Kol Abracha Mitchilas Abracha at Sofa, V'tziva L'Chavin B'Ferush Amen Halavai Shiyakein. He says your Amen loses meaning and value if you said Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, because Amen is supposed to be a confirmation of the entire bracha. By you saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, you're chopping the bracha in half, and therefore your Amen is only going on everything that's been said since the last time you've heard from me. So it would only be on everything after the Shem Hashem. It would only be on the Elokeinu Melech Olam, etc. And that you can't do. If that's the reason, you understand why Talmidei Agra wouldn't say it anywhere. So there's a major nafkamina between the two reasons given. Then I found, they quote from the writings of Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, one of the major Talmidei Agra, who has an explanation Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Sod. I don't understand it at all. I wrote it over here. If you want to take a look, you could let me know what you think, but I have no idea what it means. But some reason Alpi Sod, Dafka Nafsei Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. Then there's a fourth explanation in the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar and Tefillah. Baruch Sha'amar and Tefillah was the third Tmima, and he writes, Mekubal etzli migdoli Yisrael, and this one is probably the most fascinating one, historically, Shebi Yemei Shatz Yemach Shemo. Who's Shatz Yemach Shemo? Shabtai Tzvi. Diktiku Tomchav, his supporters were careful, Lomar Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo. The Shabtai Tzvinix were Makbir on Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo. Why? Shemuchuvim Begematria Shatz. I don't want to do the math. It's the Gematria is Shabtai Tzvi. So they would dafka want to do something that's Begematria Shabtai Tzvi. V'lachein yesh limno mila umra. And therefore we shouldn't say such a thing. Ach, roi ledakti filomar baruch hu baruch shemo, sha'az ein chashash im vav hachibur, baruch hu baruch shemo. So don't say baruch hu baruch shemo. Baruch hu baruch shemo, because then you ruin the whole Gematria and then you're good. But you have to be very careful to pronounce that vav. Otherwise it's Shabtai Tzvi support. If that's the case, you understand why the Talmidei Agra stayed away from it entirely. However, not really. I mean, you understand why it's not like they said it here but not there, but they should have said it everywhere with the Vav, right? If that was the case. Okay, so you could hear, maybe they're concerned that people would swallow the Vav, they're not going to say it. However, there are certain things that we would have wanted to stay away from in the days where Shabtai Tzvi was a real concern, and maybe we're not as nervous about anymore now that it's not a real concern. Meaning, this came way before Shabtai Tzvi. This was from the Rush. So, okay, now that it's been co-opted by the supporters of Shabtai Tzvi, so we don't want to appear to be a supporter of Shabtai Tzvi. I guarantee you, no one today, if you say Baruch Baruch Shemo, is going to say, ooh, Gematria, Shabtai Tzvi follow. It's not even, no one thinks along those lines anymore, because it's not a movement anymore. I know Schneur Lyman points out that there's like a group of like four people that still think that he's coming back, you know, that meet in Washington or something every year. Okay, you know, but you know, those aren't normal people, I don't think. Like that's not. What? They probably don't say Baruch Shemo either, right? But there's a guy who emailed me, Rav Yecheskel Segel, a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, said that, I put this in the footnote, that he said you find this by the Zohar as well, that there were a lot of people that didn't want to learn the Zohar because that also apparently became popular in Shabtai Tzvi circles. But once that was over, so the Zohar regained its popularity. That's what they suggest. It is Yadua that the Shabtai Tzvi followers did these things b'derech remiza, meaning they had to express their support b'derech remiza because that was like part of the system, was that you couldn't say it explicitly, and that's why Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it was such a big deal that Rabbi Yaakov Emden hunted all these people out. He sniffed them out. They had to be sniffed because it wasn't blatant. There were big rabbanim and talmidei chachamim that had, to different degrees, leanings in support of Shabtai Tzvi, and they would do it in very clever ways. Dr. Lyman has a whole lecture about Rabbi Yonah Sanayevich's wife's tombstone. It's just like a fascinating thing of all the remuzim that, you know, that he picked up, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden picked up from Yonah Sanayevich's wife's tombstone that probably referred to Shabtai Tzvi in some way or another. It happens to be that Dr. Lyman pointed out that Rabbi Yaakov Emden probably never saw the tombstone because it's not exactly aligned as he reports it was aligned. Essentially what happened was that, you know, on the tombstone they write the first name of a person, like the beginning of each line is in big letter, the person's name is Avram. What? Yeah, like a yearbook. So I could see what season you're in now. So so if you're a genius, when you make the poem that does that, you could have the end of the line continue with the person's name. Like if you could work that out, that's pretty good, right? So when Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz wrote his wife's tombstone, her name was Elkala, I think Bas Yitzchak. So he had Elkala on one side, and the end of the line spelled out Bas Yitzchak. And on top it said the year, and it was called the Shnas Shira, because that was the gematria of the year. So the shin, it was reported to Rabbi Yaakov Emden that the shin was lined up directly above the Bas Yitzchak. So it reads down, Shabtai Tzadi. So these are the kinds of Ramazim that they, you know, that they were looking for, because these are the kinds of things that they would do. So it's not crazy to say that they would be makbir on saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo for that gematria. That's exactly the kind of thing that they were interested in. I'm not saying Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, I'm not taking a stand. I'll take Rav Shechter's stand that this is for Rabbi Yaakov Emden to accuse Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz is for a kindergarten teacher to accuse Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. It's impossible. Impossible that Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. Okay. So anyway, the in Sefer Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter suggested a fifth possible reason to reject Baruch Baruch Shemo in the name of Soloveitchik. V'Rabbeinu Amar Bezeh Al Pi Divrei Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, based on Rav Chaim V'Lajner, Shekol Man Sha'anu Mishabchim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Musav Al Midosav Yisparach V'Lo Al Atzmuso. Whenever we praise Hashem, we are praising the Midos of Hashem, not Hashem Himself. Di Isa B'Tikun Nizar, De Les Machshva Tfisa Beba Atzmuso Klal U'Klal, because we have no concept of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of what He actually is. We can praise that which He does, those midos that He expresses, but we cannot praise what He is. Ulefichach anu mitkavanim lekadesh es shimcha ba'olam. V'chein kulam poskim es piyam u'maritzim makdishim mamlichim es shem. And kadosh, skali v'skadash, shmei rabbah. And that's based on Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. We can't. How do you praise that which you don't understand at all? But the shame means we're expressing shevach to that which He reveals to us, to those elements of Him that He reveals, or that those actions that He does that He reveals to us. Even though it says v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, sounds like Hashem Himself. That's because Hashem is the one talking in that pasuk, so He's able to say v'nikdashti, that me personally. We can only praise His shame. V'nir perusha dekroy detchilas halal haluka halues shame Hashem ye shame Hashem uvarach. Halal is all to the shame of Hashem. Shekal Hashvachim va'kedushos va'aleilim ne'amar rak klapei Shemo Yisparach v'lo klapei Atzmo. And therefore, Soloveitchik had an objection to Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo. Baruch Shemo is fine, but no Baruch Hu. We can't say Baruch Hu because that's not to the shame. That's to Hashem ba'atzmuso, and we have no havana of what Hashem ba'atzmuso is. And the obvious question: Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu. That or? Come on, we can do better. How do you say any bracha? No, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. No, isn't that? That's not the shame. So I think I once asked Rav Shechter this, and he said, I don't know, I always had the same kasha. But he said this is what Rav Soloveitchik said, based on that Nefesh HaChaim. I don't know, you got to look up Nefesh HaChaim, but he said, based on that Nefesh HaChaim, that we have no havana of Hashem, so anything that we're saying is dafka, as a shevach. So we have to keep it only on the Shem Hashem, not on Hashem Ba'atzmusa. So those are five possibilities why the Talmidei Hagra were opposed to Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, with the obvious nafkaminas that we pointed out. If you add the Vav and don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, or whether it applies to all brachos or only some brachos. So that's a little bit of what there is out there on this topic.